Sears filed for bankruptcy today after failing to make a $134 million debt payment. It's an inglorious chapter for the 125-year-old retailer whose parking lots and Sunday hours revolutionized consumer culture after World War II. Sears is expected to close 142 stores by the end of the year, but says it hopes to keep most of its profitable ones open. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So Sears Holding Corporation, which also owns Kmart, is probably going to be giving out a lot of pink slips over the coming months. How many employees are at risk of losing their jobs?
Somewhere in the neighborhood of nearly 70,000. Wow. And it is unclear what's going to happen. Remember, this is a time when brick and mortar positions for retailers are dwindling and online behemoths. I'm looking at you, Amazon. They're going on somewhat of a hiring spree. So maybe these folks would go towards the online departments that in many of the other retailers. They certainly are paying more, up to $15 an hour.
But not all of the Sears stores are going to close.
Yeah, actually, the company had nearly 900 stores as of August 4th. That's what we pulled from a recent public filing. But as you said at the top, in its bankruptcy, it said it's going to close 142 more stores by the end of the year. That's after already announcing a round of 46 store closures. And it's frankly not clear which locations are going to be closed at this point.
So a lot of bad news for a lot of people. Is there anybody who wins from what's going on?
I don't know. I mean, I'd hate to say there are winners.
But there are people that are probably going to make money on this.
Yes, of course, because they have bought distressed debt, or they are the financial engineers on whom the management had really relied to come around and rescue them. But I think that really, yes, there are going to be investors who make some money. There will be some vultures who can buy liquidated assets at very, pennies on the dollar potentially. But frankly, there are far more losers than winners, and none more so than the people who work there and the people who shop there.
Do you see a path forward for Sears? Will it ever come back?
I would look and say that retailers have just not had a great track record of emerging from bankruptcy. Look at Toys R Us, for example. It was forced to liquidate. Look, it's hard to make changes like investing in e-commerce or stores or even a company's brand while you're catering to your creditors' demands and also, more importantly, while you are really trying to face this massive competition.
We think of so many things when we think of Sears, those catalogs. I guess there were also pre-cut kit houses, which in North Carolina still make up the majority of some towns. What's Sears going to be remembered for, at least the Sears that we know now? Maybe there will be a Sears in the future that is known for something else.
I actually think not only the catalog, but all those different ancillary brands, and whether it's Land's End being one of them, some of these brands really meant a lot to people. And think about this. Sears was the everything store before Amazon or even the internet existed. And in its heyday, check this out, half of American families had a Sears credit card. Employed over 500,000 people, and they were supposedly responsible, forget this, 2% of the GDP of the United States.
And they had their name on the tallest building in America, the Sears Indeed. Tower, which is now the Willis Tower. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money, thank you.
Take care.